Providence St. Mel has been a kind of academic lifeboat on the west side of Chicago for 30 years. It was once a Catholic school, serving youngsters from inner-city families. When the Archdiocese of Chicago decided it could no longer keep the school open, the school's principal, Paul J. Adams, started a campaign the press called The School That Wouldn't Die. They raised money to keep St. Mel's going as a low-cost private school. And today that school is an inspiration. 100% of its graduates are accepted to college. A recent graduate has enrolled at MIT. President Reagan cited St. Mel's as a model when he visited the school in the 1980s, and Oprah Winfrey gave it a $1 million grant. A new documentary is just out, The Providence Effect. It follows a year in the life of Providence St. Mel's and its founder, Paul J. Adams III. He joins us from Chicago Public Radio. Mr. Adams, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me here.
And I want to bring people right into the school and this film, because there's a scene where second graders are sitting in a circle and they're analyzing a book they've read.
Peter did do what he thought was right, because he didn't want all of his friends' houses to be washed away.
Very good evidence.
To hear seven-year-olds so knowledgeably discussing what they've read raises the overall question, Mr. Adams. What's your school doing that works so well?
I think we have very intelligent people teaching them. We have people that understand our mission. Our mission is to send our children to college. We think those critical analytical skills need to be developed early.
You talk about the mission. Could I get you to recite the mission statement?
No, not me. Well, you know, it's basically Providence St. Mel, we believe in the creation of inspired lives. That's the basic text of it, and that you have to earn the right to dream.
But we thoughtfully have some students reciting it.
We will get all of us earn the right to dream. Our talent, discipline, and integrity will be our contribution to a new world, because we believe that we can take this place, this time, and this people and make a better place, a better time, and a better people.
Tell us some of the innovations, some of the things you've tried at Providence St. Mel that you think other people might take a look at.
I don't think there's so much innovations. Really, it's things that we've been doing all the time and the things that I grew up when I was going to school. In our case, we offer students stock. The students that do well in school, we have a travel program where we send over 100 youngsters all over the world to study through the auspices of United Airlines. We celebrate learning. We celebrate success. We have honors assemblies that resemble pep rallies where children are applauding that you are on the road. Mm.
Still, as I don't have to tell you, there's some teachers especially who've been uncomfortable with the idea of paying rewards to youngsters for achievement. I've told myself over the years maybe it's because they don't get paid that much for teaching.
I just find that this doesn't make a lot of sense. This is just a symbolic way of saying, you know, you're doing great. We just want to let you know that. But when I tell people, they're telling me that, you know, well, show me your success rate as compared to, show me your record. You know, yeah. My students are ending up going to the best college in the United States.
I'm interested in some of the staff positions that you have at Providence St. Mel. For example, learning improvement specialist.
You know, we kind of change the names around, but they're still great teachers. I think one of the misnomers is that we have some kind of miracle going on. We spend more time teaching. Mm-hmm. We're in school 6 days a week. If I could figure out to raise enough money, I'd have it 7 days a week. Students are in the building from 7 a.m., sometimes even earlier, to 5 and 6 and 7 o'clock at night. So what we do is that we spend more time doing it.
Can what you've done at Providence St. Mel's be duplicated?
I think it can be replicated. We opened up a charter school about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. on the south side of Chicago in the Englewood area, real tough area. I must tell you, it's been very difficult dealing with the bureaucracy of the public school.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, the Chicago public schools, because Arne Duncan, who ran them, is now Secretary of Education. A man named Ron Huberman is now the CEO of CPS.
Mm-hmm. Right.
tell us about some of the problems you've had, because certainly they're both famous for being innovators who want to open doors.
I think that the new superintendent is doing his very best, but there are just some old ways of doing things in the system that need to be eradicated. If I had my principal out as much as they would like for her to be out, she would be out of school for 3 days a week. I want her there in the classroom assisting and supporting her staff.
Mr. Adams, you've been at Providence St. Mel's how many years now?
Oh, it'd be 38 years in January, I believe. It's a long time.
Yeah. Do you ever think about retiring and just going fishing off a dock somewhere?
Yeah, I think about it. But I think you have to keep a high level of energy, and I kind of see myself kind of burning down a little bit. I think I'm much more despondent over the fact that children around this country, and especially in our inner cities, is not getting an education. That I think that's on my watch, so to speak. So I can't go around, parading around about how successful I have been if in fact, we have children who are not being educated every day.
Well, Mr. Adams, very nice talking to you.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Paul J. Adams is the founder of Providence St. Mel, an independent school in Chicago, joining us from Chicago Public Radio. And before we go, one last scene from The Providence Effect. Graduation day for kindergartners, and they're telling their parents and teachers one thing they learned during their first year of school.
I learned how to be a great friend. I learned how to add and subtract.
And you can learn more about The Providence Effect on our website, thenewnpr.org.
I learned how to write my name.
I learned how to behave on field trips.